So how are you guys enjoying your archetypes? I'm a big fan of the free archetype. I know you have to factor in the extra power that it gives to the characters, but I think people come up with more interesting characters using free archetype. You guys like that?
Yeah, this is actually the first time I've used free archetype, even though every game I've played here on the podcast, you've said we could use free archetype. I just am dumb and didn't know how to do it on the character sheet, so I was like, I'm just gonna ignore that.
It's also I don't know what to tell you there.
There's one way to do it.
Honestly, I could have asked. I played every time with Gavin, and I could have just been like, hey, Gavin, how do you do this? But I was like, that's a lot of work, so I'm just not going to do that.
Yeah.
As he rolls his eyes at me.
The free archetype definitely has helped.
Yeah.
Mainly because I was able to take the medic dedication on top of it. Because I took a linguistic dedication to start with, because I figured that was a lot of flavor for the character, because it's many minds, so knows many languages.
It's a good equalizer, because Pathfinder is kind of built with a 6-player party in mind, but I much prefer 4. It's a much more concise game. But the disadvantage is then you don't always have all the bases covered, the versatility. There can be things that are missing. So adding in that free archetype tends to fill in those gaps, as it were.
I will say, I do like it because I feel like it allows you to like take archetypes on certain classes that otherwise just wouldn't be able to, really. Because there are some classes that are just hungry for class feats. It's one of the things we talk about when we talk about, oh, how good is this class? How good is that versus that class? One of the things we'll account for is, okay, but how much of this class is defined by its class feats? It's why one of the reasons why the two of us rank fighter really highly, because fighter doesn't honestly need a ton of its class feats to do what it does. Sure, they'll let you do it better, but if you want to throw in a dedication on fighter, you can easily manage that. Whereas contrast that with something like, I don't know, champion. There's no way I could have fit a dedication onto this build without free archetype.
It can be tough on some of those. So it allows you to be a little more whimsical, I guess, or creative, or explore something else that you might not have done.
Yeah, I'm learning that now. I can see that now, yeah.
Well, and that's really what we're here for. We're here to help you learn. Welcome back, Vault Dwellers. Once again, we return to the villain crew. And we see them, it's kind of a montage again, not really a travel montage. Because you guys, if you remember where we left off, you were trying to track down that little ragtag band of refugees after taking down the stone golems that were thrown in your way. And you see the crew find the tracks that they're looking for. And we get a little smash cut montage of them following the tracks to find out only that they've been led astray. And then you see them look off in the distance and see the refugees kind of rustle off over a hill and watch them kind of charge forward to catch up to them, only to find out that they were fooled by an illusion. And this goes on over and over again until finally you guys come to the conclusion that you've been led off every direction but one. And you realize that's the direction that you must go. But whoever has been leading you astray and trying to fool you has done their job fairly well and has killed several days worth of time, wasted some of your abilities, and probably use that the best their advantage to hopefully get away or get wherever they're going. And sure enough, after another day of travel, you guys find yourself standing at what is remains of camp number 4, looking down at the ruined rooftops into the pits and trenches that have been dug into the ground that make up camp number 4. And you guys realize that this must have been where they were heading all along. And they have at least several days head start and are somewhere down inside of this camp. So you guys want to head on in?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
So there are two main entrances that you can tell because they're kind of towers built up. Yeah, however. you guys just grab the closest one, and it kind of drops you down into the pits that make up camp number four, what used to make up camp number four. Because once again, it looks like this has been abandoned for a very, very long time. You're able to climb down to the bottom without too much trouble. Once again, a lot of the stuff here is pretty rickety and old, and you wouldn't really trust it. But once again, a little bit of rope down to the bottom, you guys go and begin making your way, exploring camp number four. Now, you guys see it's a lot of debris. A lot of areas where the roof has collapsed. Maybe you see, remnants of weather having damaged the area. But whatever was here was never very sturdy. But you do, every once in a while, you maybe see some chairs or a bit of a structure left over. There's a little bit of everything that you can imagine. It looks like it's abandoned a long time, but you guys definitely get a sense of unease. The entire time you're here, you feel a little like you're being watched. A little like something maybe is here with you. I see you guys have your marching order down here. Is that kind of how you...
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of how you progress forward.
That is what Gavin has said, yes.
That's just standard like that. Marching order.
Gavin is the boss of me in this game. Thank you.
Meat shields up front, squishies in the back.
Yeah. I'm not a meat shield. I'm just a normal shield.
I am 100% a meat shield. Thank you.
Now, the only thing, or I shouldn't say the only thing, one of the things that you do also find odd here is you'd expect to maybe find some other critters. And this would be a good place for them to hide out. You also notice this when you're being led astray outside, but you guys didn't find any game in the area. Whatever it is here seems to be enough to keep anything away. Birds don't even fly directly over it, but everything stays a little away from camp number four. And you notice that down below here is you don't really see any creatures running around. But as you're walking along, you've been walking along for some time now. Once again, searching, exploring, seeing what you can see, and found really nothing of particular note. Up ahead, you see a couple of things kind of sitting in the way. They seem kind of like easels, maybe. There's something is on a stand, but it's fairly narrow. You guys going to move up? Get a better look at them?
Nope, we're just going to stand here.
Cool. I'm all right, well, thanks for listening, Vault Dwellers.
That's this episode. Good night.
We'll come back next episode where they're still standing here. It'll be the end of the campaign.
Standing, you guys are just
still standing.
Standing.
Here. Standing.
No, I'll go up to him and start looking at him.
Yeah, yep. Guess I'll go.
As you guys get a little closer, you realize that while there's a lot of dust and debris laying over them, they look like sheets of glass that have been mounted in a frame. There's four of them. They are two opposite of the other two, so one on the left, one on the right, and then another set right beyond that.
Detect magic.
And is it just clear glass, not like mirrored?
Until you get up there and look at them, it's hard to tell. It might be mirrored.
You said you did detect magic?
Yeah, I guess detect magic.
There's a technicality at play here. That's why I'm hesitating.
I was like, are we just going to sit here and silence?
No, there isn't actually any magic per se at work here. It is something different. So I'm going to say you don't detect any specific magic, but...
Is it just like ambient magic?
You do think that maybe there is something here.
Okay.
I'll get closer and look closer.
This is you?
No,
this is you.
The goblins, me, thanks.
All right, now that you get closer, they do look like mirrors.
Okay.
Do you want to know what you see in it?
Yeah.
All right. So you look in the mirror, and the shape inside that mirror, first you're like, what is that? And then you realize that what's happened, it's you. It's your reflection. But the mirror isn't completely flat. So you know how like a funhouse mirror will like have waves and distorts you and makes you look fatter or smaller or taller or shorter? That's what's happening here. However, as you look in the mirror and you see that, it tries to do it to you.
Oh, so like just change my body?
So yes, you go through a painful transformation to match the reflection in the mirror. So let's see here. You get a fort save.
Okay. Turn back on tablet. That's not hot. 28.
28. Final answer?
I feel like it shouldn't be.
Say you've got chips.
I feel like it shouldn't be, so take that. I don't like that.
I indeed will.
It's a trap at the beginning of the dungeon that it causes a fort save. This is probably a really good time to use a hero point on it, because these are pretty good times to be like, yeah, you're slowed for the rest of the dungeon. Have
fun. 35.
Oh yeah, take a minus 10 to speed. This won't come up later, I promise. Every enemy has ranged attacks.
That 35 will be my final answer.
All right. Good, because the first one was a crit fail.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Go ahead and take 40 force damage.
40? 40. 40. 40.
Wait, on a crit success?
Oh, does hers a crit success? Oh,
yeah,
sorry, you have the...
Juggernaut. So
yeah, Juggernaut.
I apologize. I'm sorry. I was calculating that as just a success.
Did I take no damage then? Okay.
Well, I gotta make a decision here because it doesn't actually say anything about being a basic save, but it doesn't give me anything other than
success, failure.
Success and failure.
Because technically that means that it's just a binary success, failure, save, crit success is the same effect as
clearly
success.
I think they mean for this to be a basic save. I think that must be an omission. I think they clearly mean for this to be a basic save. So I'm gonna say that that's what it's meant to be here. Because a crit fail, I would have assumed they mean to double the damage. But they never actually say basic save. So in that case, yes. You feel it, but you're able to, kind of pull yourself back and away from it quick enough. But you feel it trying to stretch and pull at your body.
All right, don't go in the mirrors. They're bad mirrors. don't look. Can I smash the mirrors?
You may indeed attempt to smash the mirrors.
Why are we breaking the magic items?
The correct response to that was, you can certainly try.
Great.
I have stats for them.
This is not going to go well. Hey, do you think it'd be funny if I mounted one of those to a shield?
Yes.
I take a step back.
I actually did your damage wrong. Uh-huh. So I actually should have, had you taken it, it should have been 70 damage.
Oh my god.
Geez. Oh god.
Great.
It is 60, 10, plus 30.
That is a 34 to hit.
A 34 hits.
Cool. But it rolled damage now. It's a fucking mirror.
Can't wait for the mirror to reflect the damage back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Glad we all had the same thought.
But he said he has stats for them. That makes it a little ominous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Next one, I'm going to start checking 16. Chests to see if they have a little chain next to them or not.
Yeah.
4. 28. 4 of that's fire damage.
28?
Yeah, 4 of it's fire.
You think most of that did nothing.
Cool.
You actually you got a little past its hardness, but not much. Like, you expect to just shatter this glass, and your axe mostly bounces right off.
Okay. Cool. Great.
Hey, by the way, give me a will save.
Yeah.
I want to know whether or not you looked at it while you were trying to smash it.
You didn't use the avert gaze.
Avert gaze.
No. Oh, shit.
When will you learn that your actions have consequences?
Never.
Oh, no.
That's a 24.
Final answer?
That was a crit failure last time.
It's a crit failure this time.
It's the same spell, DC. I don't know why you would expect different.
Oh, look, another chip.
Okay, that's, math is hard. shit, 28. 28.
What's your will, DC? What's your will say?
17.
Okay.
Plus 11.
Okay. So, yeah.
28.
28? Final answer?
I don't have any more chips.
Hey, you do. You have that one.
It's up to you. I can tell you that is not a success. I can tell you that's very much not a success. So she has thrown these zero fucks given.
We're gonna use a different die now. Okay, cool. It's a 19 on the die, so 29, 38.
Final answer?
Yes, final answer.
This is where it goes like crit success and fucks with us all.
No, you seem to have hit it on the mark.
Great.
On the mark?
Cool. Great.
Just enough.
I don't like this place anymore.
I don't like it. I don't want to...
Hey, quick question.
I don't want to be here anymore.
So the mirrors are all facing this way? Like towards each other?
Yes, they're facing each other.
Can I go back and around the mirrors?
Is that what you want to do?
And avert my gaze.
Is that what you want to try? Yeah, we can definitely try that.
Yeah. Or just back. I don't want to be around the mirrors anymore.
That
can
was some
I
very DM wording right there, I will say.
God's least suspicious wording.
So who's moving? Who's going to attempt to go around the mirrors?
Can the blind one go?
I mean, yeah. I am innately immune to visual effects, so I hope it's a visual.
I mean, I can try and go around the sides if you want.
Yeah,
just to test
considering it's a fort save first, how about you try it first?
Yeah.
Very dangerous.
I'm just rolling like shit, okay?
I'm going to go around the outside.
And are you averting your gaze, or are you looking at the backside of the mirrors?
I'm going to pay attention to in front of me. And in front of me and the wall, double-checking to see if there's anything on the wall that's odd.
Okay. And you walk past him.
Seems clear.
All right, cool. I'm going to avert my gaze and go on the outside of the mirrors. Yep, cool. Great.
And you're able to walk past him.
Great. Fuck you, Richard.
You get the sense that there are some sort of entities here who wish you would walk through the middle. You feel them calling to you.
Well, those entities can go screw themselves. All right.
Fuck themselves. I have no more chips.
I guess the rest of us then... do the same.
Yep. So the four of you walk around the awful, evil, horrible mirrors and continue your journey down.
You still want one for my sheep.
Through camp number four.
on the way out.
Yeah, we'll get them on the way out.
Yeah. I don't like this place.
They're actually not magic items.
They're cursed.
Just inhabited.
That'd be one way of saying it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like it here.
I'm not. We're the scenery has scrolled.
Home now.
Okay, we're going to scroll.
As you guys continue to search through camp number four, again, you journey forward now, for some reason, a little slower and more cautiously, as you guys watch everything around you. And once again, you just constantly have that feel like you're not alone here. It's just eerie. You hear the noises, the wind rustling. Everyone's really think you hear some voices. It's pretty creepy in this place, even for you guys. Even
I
for
don't
hard
know.
To
Hearing
hear.
Voices is normal for Alakan.
No, fair enough.
I mean, I hear you guys talking.
Oh, we were being external voices?
What?
Huh?
What?
I mean, I have heard voices in my head before, but also that was my god, so...
What is the god?
I mean, mine might be a god.
I mean, currently we're in a classic Mario video game where it's just all scrolling, so...
The terrain changed, I don't like that.
I'm no longer going first in this bitch, so.
So what you see?
Someone else can go.
What you see up in front of you is they're on the side of one of these pits, and there's been a kind of collapse that's come in, and it's left it exposed to the outside. So you have a little bit of a nook that it goes back, but clearly, like as snow and everything has come in here, it's melted, and now there's a pool of water, and you see water kind of trickling down on the outside of this nook that goes to the surface. And there is a pretty good sized pool of water in front of you. And that's what you see.
We're not touching that water.
No.
That's what I was thinking.
No.
Okay. Glad we're all in agreement.
Fuck no.
What do the walls look like?
I mean, the walls here, when they built this, they cribbed the walls. So there's, wood on the walls. Now, it's all deteriorated and crappy at this point in time, but you still see, a lot of the structure is still there. And then, like I said, up here, you can clearly see where it gave way and collapsed in, and there's a little bit of a landslide here, and it's allowed the water to get in.
So is there a way to, climb the walls, either on this side or, climb over around the water?
Cliff scale.
All right.
Who's Cliff and what's he doing?
Me and Nicholas' characters may or may not have a climb speed.
Yeah. Maybe. Possibly.
All right. So is that what you're going to do? Is you're going to attempt to climb the...
Yep.
Where you climb
this all seems very dangerous. Oh, no, please. You go first.
Oh, Elnara, go break the trail. It's almost like I signed up for this.
Do you want healing or not?
And Elnara's gonna hop on the far wall and climb over.
Okay, give me a reflex save.
Oh no.
That's gonna be a 30.
Okay, so
no, 33.
Okay. What is your climb speed?
15.
15? Okay. So you kind of just, you know, hopping up the wall. So what does that look like? What gives you a climb speed? I mean, give me a physical representation of that.
So Elnara's climb speed, because cliff scale lizard folk, it's a combination of claws, which are designed to dig into materials and help support, and padding on the hands in order to do that.
So you just kind of go up and grab a hold and scale up the wall just a little bit and then start making your way across. I imagine you're probably not going real quick, but you're not going real slow either. As you get about halfway across the pool, everything seems to be going fine until you realize that the wood here is now wet. And you're like, well, I looked this over pretty well. It wasn't wet a minute ago. And now you see that water is trickling down that wall. And as you're going, it's trickling more and more and more until you get almost to the other side. And the surface becomes so slick and wet that you now fall down and splash into the water. DC 35.
Yeah, I figured.
Oh, no, I do believe we said we were avoiding the water.
Now, at this point, we're going to go into a makeshift initiative, but we're just going to go around the table so we can do this in order so everybody has actions available to them. Since that was Elnara's turn, then Azza's going to go next. Azza, you see Elnara splash down into the water. Now, it's not real deep. He manages to fall fairly well because you actually came pretty close to that 35. So I'm going to say that you didn't fall too awkwardly. So he's standing in it and it's maybe waist high. You know, at first he kind of has to catch his balance. So it almost comes up, say, you know, mid torso, but then he, you know, comes up to his full height and you realize it's about waist high for Elnara. But just as that happens, you see the water that now started coming down the wall is no longer a solid trickle, but now it's rushing in from there and from the other side, almost like a deluge coming right at him.
Okay, is the water like affecting him in any way?
It's going to.
Okay. I didn't know if it was like negatively affecting him currently.
Well, not that you can see anything at the moment, but on his turn, there may be things that happen.
Okay.
Actually, I take that back. The one thing that does happen, I should have mentioned, is that you are clumsy one.
For how long?
While he's in the pool.
Okay.
That's true for anybody who's in the water. The one thing that's automatic is clumsy one.
I forget, what does clumsy one do?
Dex down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Basically minus one to a bunch of shit.
Minus one to dex is generally what it is.
Yeah.
I should be able to use all three actions.
Why don't you just do a long jump and just jump over it?
Yeah, at least try.
Okay.
You've got the athletics and the feet for it.
Yeah. Okay. I'll get up to the edge of the water.
So you need to clear 25 feet.
Yeah. And I'll try to do a long jump.
DC 15 athletics check.
So just don't get a nat 1.
You stride, then attempt a DC 15 athletics check to make a long jump in the direction you're striding. If you didn't stride at least 10 feet, you automatically failed. The DM might increase your DC depending on the situation. Success, you leap up to a distance equal to your check result, rounded down to the nearest 5.
So DC equals distance sought. Mm-hmm. So it'd be 25, not 15.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a 36.
All right, so you just power leap the whole thing.
Cool.
She just leaps over all of it. And I don't know what your speed is, but I'm going to assume that was 2 actions.
Yeah, my speed's 20, so I'll go a little bit.
Oh, can you do more than your speed? Long jump. Speed at most. The first you can jump is 20 feet.
Okay.
I assumed you had 25 feet.
Does long jump do something special, though? The feet?
Yeah, she has the feet for... Yeah, whenever you jump, you jump an additional 5 feet. So increase the distance so she can jump to 25.
Yep. So you can jump exactly.
Cool. Yep.
All right. Well, it still is going to take you 2 actions because you had to move up to here and then jump. Mm-hmm. But you can, that gives you exactly enough.
There we go.
Cool. And then I'll move further. I was moving it
away.
Yeah, further away.
That's fine. Well, you're up there somewhere.
Then I'm done.
Phoenix, what are you going to do?
Phoenix is going to start casting a spell. And as you watch him, watch them cast this spell, they start turning into what looks like a gray ooze.
Okay. Interesting.
Because a gray ooze has a swim speed.
Ah, nice.
All right.
So, turn into a gray ooze, and I can now move that far.
Well, things are about to get really interesting then. All right, Elnara, here's what happens. You stand up just as the water starts to deluge for you. Oh,
what about me? Wait, what about
Asa?
I'm
right here.
Okay.
Alakin, isn't it? We're going around the table.
Okay. My bad. I rolled really bad initiative on getting not picked.
You're still going to do something. It equals out. So the water just rushes at you. And like you're able to stand up at first, but then there's literally just wall of water just like, smacks right. It's like you're at Whitewater in the wave pool, and one of those smacks you and knocks you down into the water, and you feel yourself go under, but then you realize that the water is not just hitting you, but it continues to push you down and further down. As like as the instead of the water level going up, the depth goes down. So when this is over after a couple of turns, you find yourself 30 feet under the water.
Right, bro.
And you take 6 points of bludgeoning damage. The damage really isn't that bad, but that's just from the water beating the shit out of you and pushing you further and further down. Which also means that you're holding your breath now. So we get to keep track of that. It's 5 plus your constitution modifier. You get that many number of rounds before you start to drown.
And how would the breath control feat play into that?
What does that do? I don't know.
You can hold your breath for 25 times as long as usual before suffocating.
Well, then there you go.
That's 25. One way to get around it.
Yeah, that really is. So, yeah, 25 times more than usual. What's your con modifier?
Plus 4.
So 9 times 25. 25. Was it 175 rounds?
Yeah.
Or no, it's 225.
25. Yeah.
So I think you're good.
Well, this is going to get a little interesting because you guys don't know this, but technically the depth of this pool is infinite. So it's going to push you down 30 feet every round, and you have to try to
swim up
faster than that. Which is why I said swim speed is going to make it interesting because it doesn't prevent you from getting knocked down, but it does make it a lot easier to get back up.
Mm-hmm.
So then, Alakin, what you doing?
Huh. Does complicate things a little bit, I will say. Actually, wait. I'm a genius. I'm cooking something, all right?
That's what that smell is.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to deploy my familiar, the shadow, and he's just going to fly. Then he's going to cast a rally point for me, and I teleport.
Nice.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's all my actions.
Hey, it works.
No, I mean, higher level characters have a lot of bullshit they get around things. They do.
Welcome over to this side.
Okay, Elnara.
All right.
You got this. I didn't need to do anything to help you.
So if you're just swimming, the athletics DC is 25.
All right. I'm going to try and swim up. That's a 32.
Okay, so success. You move through the water 5 feet plus 5 feet per 20 feet of your land speed.
Yep, so 10 feet for me.
So you go up 10 feet, so you are 20 feet down.
In case anyone was wondering, at negative 30 per round, I have to get a critical success to make ground.
All right, so I'm just keeping track of where you are.
That's a 34.
So you are...
So close.
So close. And 29.
All right, so you are essentially... Like, you've kind of, you manage to gasp a breath as you get above the water. And then, it's going to be Azza.
I'm just going to stand there and be like, you got this. Good job.
Throw him a rope.
You could reach down and grab me.
No, I'm good here.
Throw him a rope. You have rope.
All right, yeah, I'll throw a rope.
You're like the most athletic one here. Yeah. You could definitely lift him.
All right, so an action to get the rope out?
Yep.
An action to throw the rope?
Yep.
Okay.
Then he has to grab it himself.
Got to wait for him to grab the rope. All right, Phoenix, what are you going to do?
Well, I'm a gray ooze now.
Moving very slowly.
Moving slowly.
Your swim speed's faster than your land speed, right?
It's all 15s okay. For gray ooze.
Okay. You're fine. It's
great. So land speed, climb speed, and swim speed are all 15.
Oh, nice.
So it takes one movement to get in, two, three.
All right. I do need a pair of athletics.
Okay.
Even though you have a swim speed, there is an athletics DC for such a thing. And since you had two actions, I think that were essentially swim.
Athletics?
Mm-hmm.
Crap.
Uh-oh.
Straight die rolls. 13?
Success.
5.
Failure.
I'm not going to fail this one.
That's still a failure.
Yep.
And look at all these chips.
There we go.
There you go. You make it across. As the deluge tries to push you further and further under, you keep trying to maintain your focus on the top. And it's only a DC 10 athletics.
Yeah, I know it's not that bad. It's just the fact that I have no bonus.
Yep. That drops the DC from 25 to 10.
For being the graves?
No.
For having swim speed.
Swim speed. Oh, gotcha. Yep.
And then, well, can't do anything else this turn, so.
Hey, Elnara. How would you like to go back to that 30 foot down?
I wouldn't, but I don't think I really get an option here.
As the waters continue to push you under. Ooh, I rolled
ouch.
Good. Oh, Jesus. I have 18 bludgeoning damage as the water really beats the shit out of you this time. I rolled 3 sixes on those 3d6.
All right, time to try and
swim. Alakan gets to go first if he's going to do anything. Or are you just leaving him on his own?
He's just going to sit there. He's wondering why there's a gray ooze behind him.
No.
Oh, no, he doesn't know because he can't see it.
Yes, I've heard sloshing sounds at this point, but I'm just assuming that that's more water. Oh, good God, it's touching my foot.
It's a great ooze.
For those of you who are out there, one of the funny things is although you see this water rushing in, it doesn't seem to expand the bounds. Like, the edge of the pool doesn't really change. You just see the water pushing down, like it's all falling down into a deep hole.
Very interesting. We're doing the roping efforts here, correct?
Yeah, I'm waiting for Elnara to grab it. He's being very slow.
It's a bit strange. Elnara is typically very punctual.
Oh, I know. He's being very, very slow.
Over there.
So you
could you please grab the rope?
The sequence of events here was like, you throw the rope. He's like, grab the rope. And then the water pushes him back down again.
No, he's just being very slow. He needs to speed this up.
All right, what do you got? Apparently your friends aren't going to do jack shit to help you.
I'm here with the rope.
This is the problem with the evil crew.
32. Ooh. That is actually not going to be good.
Go do it.
I got quite a pile today.
Don't worry, Elnara. I make good use of your 401k money.
You know, fate sometimes has a funny way of smiling on you.
All right, what do you got over there?
Fate sometimes has a funny way of smiling on you. That's a 3. Which I then re-rolled into a 3.
Nice. I mean, you know, my rules, you can roll as many times as you want to. As many times you got chips.
Y'all ever heard of the sunk cost fallacy?
I hardly know.
Use different dice. Do you want to borrow the jail?
No. They have their reasons. 32. And then 38.
Great success.
Yay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that happened.
Which would let me get there instead. Because it gives me 5 extra feet. It
does give you. So you're a little closer to the edge than what you were. But it didn't leave you with an action to.
No, it didn't.
grab the rope.
But it is there.
It is there.
Just
there.
Start feeding the rope down when he starts falling more.
Shouldn't the rope be being like some extra give be? Being pushed down with.
Oh, did you let the
I
rope?
I don't know. Why don't you do that on your
Did you let it slack down?
Yeah.
How long is your rope?
You've got 150 feet of rope because you've got an adventurer's pack. Yeah. And then we gave you extra rope because it costs like 2 copper. Not that I've memorized what we put on the character for you.
All right.
That's just some basic stuff.
So you're going to feed a little extra rope down? How much extra rope are you going to feed down?
I'll give like...
You're like we'll 30 feet.
Yeah. Like, yeah, we'll give 40 feet.
Okay.
Just so he'll have... some extra to grab in case he fails.
You guesstimate about what that does for you. Phoenix, you going to cheer him on? Or
I can't say anything right now.
No. Can you come out of the grave?
Squish, squish, squish.
The ooze is like making the YMCA.
And I'll say, hurry the fuck up. I want to leave here.
I mean, I could leave it as just...
Oh, God.
As a...
Stop rolling sixes.
Oh, they're fine.
I could stay in the gray ooze form for a minute, but I will actually end it on my turn.
So 15 more bludgeoning damages on Nahara gets pushed down another 30 feet. Fortunately, you have a rope beside you this time.
I'm going to grab onto the rope and attempt to scale that, I think.
Okay.
Does that help lower the DC? Now that he has the rope?
I mean, you still got to fight the water.
Yeah.
That's the cool. struggle.
Cool. 30. 35.
35 is enough for a crit success, so that puts you right at the surface again. So you grab, and you're at the surface.
Pull myself up.
Azza, what are you going to do?
I'm going to pull this rope, because I'm impatient. And he's like, hurry the fuck up! That's a net one. So we're going to use another action to pull the rope again.
Go for it.
Okay, yeah, that's better. That is a... 37.
So, like, you see him come up, and you're like, oh, shit, I should pull the rope.
Yeah.
But you'd been letting, like, slack down. You forgot, so you finally have to clamp down on the rope. You get a little bit of rope burn.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, shit, and then you pull him. And then you pull him so hard that he, like, flops up onto the... You know, he doesn't come up nice and slowly and smoothly. It, like, jerks him clean out of there, and he, like, had to go put his shoulder back in the socket.
All right, hold still.
Why? We couldn't have let the guy with medical training do that.
You're fine.
She actually does have medical training.
I do have medical training. I have a plus 18 to medicine. What are you talking about?
I don't care. The only thing you use that for is deconstruction.
So it's fine. You're good. You're fine. It looks fine. You can move it. You can still move
don't
it.
You're such a baby. Your ribs will grow back.
Oh, soggy plate mail. It's the worst.
It's one of those that can get pretty nasty pretty fast.
I guess we'll take 10 minutes to heal him up.
I suppose so.
You're only saying that because I'm down 40 hit points.
Hey, I can treat wounds.
Thanks.
And once you guys kind of get up and move away from the pool, all that water goes back to the little trickle it was when you first started.
Well, that's just rude.
I don't like whoever put that bottle there. That seems rather intentional.
Honestly, it was fine for me. It was really only a problem for Elnara, who needs to learn how to, you know, either climb wall or jump better.
I can climb the walls.
Well, obviously you cannot. You fell in water.
Oh, I'm sorry. I climbed under a waterfall.
It wasn't waterfall before.
So if I go for the DC 20, I cannot crit fail it.
Sounds
I can
good.
Fail it on a 1, but I can't crit fail it.
Okay. Don't roll a 1.
Because I get a success,
and then it drops down.
Okay, hey. So there's a crit success.
All right.
48 plus stuff.
Oh, so it's pitch black down here. How are y'all seeing?
I've got dark vision.
Well, yeah, not you. I didn't look at you, Mr. Dark Vision. All
well,
right.
I didn't ask.
Nerd.
I don't even ask, it just gives people a chance to say it.
Honestly,
I need to figure out exactly how much it adds, but from the dice...
Not great.
You get 6.
That's okay. I think you should be adding...
There's 10 from just being the expert.
And I think you should have plus, like, 15 if you've taken anything from medic.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm trying to find.
From medic, I think, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's for medic dedication, it's 5 at DC 20, so it would be 10. So,
and then 15
for the crit.
Because.
It's.
Right, but 10 from treat wounds, checking the DC 20. Okay. An extra 5 from the dedication.
Right. Yep. Yeah, so
it'll be crit.
That crit doesn't affect that.
Crit doesn't affect it, okay.
Crit just makes it 4d8s, but yep. It doesn't add plus. It doesn't change the plus.
I thought there was something else. No, the staff only does the heal spell, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, healer's gloves.
I do have healer's gloves.
I can do a treat wound.
That's what I was doing, treat wounds on
okay.
you as well.
Okay.
Yep.
Another 19 from me.
Does that get you up to full?
Yep. Okay. I'm up.
Do you have continual recovery?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure.
Same.
Who do you think I am?
You guys had time to get trained in medicine?
Yes.
You think I could live and not be trained in medicine?
I told you, I'm a medic. I have medical training. What is this?
I'm sorry, some of us were learning to fight since we were born.
I still know how to fight. I still know medicine.
You just need hobbies is all that I'm hearing.
I don't need hobbies, I'm fine.
I sound like someone who needs hobbies.
So you guys ready to move forward and explore more of camp number 4?
Probably not, but it seems
not
like we're
really
going to anyways.
I don't like it.
It's a wonderful place. You put a summer home here. So again, you guys move down the trenches, moving more cautiously than before, scouring every inch as you move along. Time passes. You haven't discovered anything in a little while. And then finally, up ahead, you see something a little different because you see bones. Now, you've seen some bones elsewhere where clearly people died here, a lot of people. But these bones are larger.
A lot of people died.
Yeah, a lot of people died. These bones are big enough, they're probably animal bones. And there's a good-sized pile of them.
Are they fresh?
No. You hungry or?
Well, I was going to see if, like, died more recently or pretty old.
You think they've been here long enough that it's all that's left are the bones?
Mm. I cast Raise Dead.
Great, love it.
So what are you guys going to do with the pile of bones?
It's just obviously casting Raise Dead. Did you not hear him?
Okay.
You're casting Raise Dead? Roll a parental check.
What?
What's the range on Raise Dead?
Well, I was joking about that. Oh. I don't actually get that, I don't think. Let me check.
Oh, you don't have to
you
do
don't,
it.
You don't. I don't think.
I'm just saying if you do, I need to know the range of the spell.
Let me check here. Okay. Okay, Lesson of Death, Lesson Type Major, you gain the Curse of Death Hex, and your familiar learns Raise Dead.
So your familiar can cast it on you if you die, or what?
Yes.
Obviously.
I mean, it sounds like he can cast Raise
Dead.
That
means you can prepare Raise Dead. It means he has it on his list. Because witches don't learn spells their familiars do. And then
the familiar is their spellbook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Effectively.
No, I don't have Raise Dead, not yet. We'll get that next level.
Big old pile of bones. What you feeling?
Bone man, come together with your man.
Welcome to the bone zone.
Well, I'm apparently not even facing the bones, so I don't know they're there.
After the funhouse mirror thing, you're not looking at anything first. You're like, blind man, what do you see?
Well, if it does actually animate, I did take mine undead.
Let's go.
So assuming it's mindless... And is not, well, that's level no greater than spell rank.
It's an animal.
So that's...
It's only really good against small ones. It's the reason why Bind Undead Final Sacrifice actually is a really good combo. Yep.
Can one of you describe it to Alakan so that way I can have a good reason for Alakan to be able to try and make a knowledge check on them?
Well...
It looks like bones.
There's a suspicious pile of animal bones that's probably trapped because everything else has been.
It's a large animal. What type of animal is it? Can I tell?
You need to make a check.
Medicine?
Nature or medicine? Nature.
Nature, I can do that.
But how can you see?
I'll do medicine.
I don't.
I'll do medicine. I have
medicine.
No nature. Nat 20.
You know, nature would actually have been the better one, but medicine,
I have a +2 to nature.
You're just looking and you're like, oh, I've totally seen this before. Those are Aurochs.
They're Auroch bones?
Or they were.
They're Auroch bones.
No, that was a Freudian slip right there. That was a Freudian slip. He's like, yeah, these are Auroch bones. No, they were.
Well, I mean, they. I guess technically they are still Aurochs bones, but.
Yeah, but you said these are Aurochs. These are Aurochs.
They're gonna
wake up.
Apparently, it sounds like it's going to wake up based on what the judge is saying.
Medic, you assholes.
My deity is speaking to me. It's made a Freudian slip.
No, we've just seen this enough that
actually,
we know that's what it is.
You're misunderstanding. As Alakan is a cleric, that's how he knows. It's actually the gods giving
a voice from above is talking to me right now.
I put something on the map where normally I don't because I'm a lazy GM.
I drew a map. There's something wrong.
Yeah. A voice from above is talking to me, and it's Aurochs bones, and it's going to come alive if we go closer.
I feel like I feel a strange feeling, like I need to make a perception check now.
You sense a pile of Aurochs bones.
How would I know they're Aurochs bones?
She just told you.
I just told you.
All right, what are you guys going to do?
I'm going to stay right here forever.
Time to go fight some skeletons, eh?
Yes, oh no, go poke it with a stick for me.
I found
providing the stick.
I found that's what it was. I found that's what it was. You can go poke it.
Alakan literally tries to hand the staff to you, but does it in the wrong direction.
Well, that's me. That's not Elnara. Wrong side.
Has already passed by that point.
No, he's gone. He left already. It's fine. You're good.
I'm going to approach.
Okay. So as you begin to approach, what happens is exactly what you all expect to happen.
Yeah.
As the Aurochs bones begin to reassemble and stand up, several Aurochs now stand before you, or at least just their skeletons, and they all let out a massive bellow as if they were all still alive. Now, two things happen as they bellow. The first thing is that you see behind them forming are more and more Aurochs skeletons until you can't see the end of it. And you watch as they begin to charge for you, as they stampede your direction. A whole herd of Aurochs.
It's crazy that they're able to bellow with no vocal cords.
The second thing they do as they bellow with no vocal cords is make everybody there give me a will save.
No, I'm not good at those until next level.
I'm not either.
Oh, you would not believe Alakan's will save.
Sounds like a clickbait headline.
Yeah. Doctors hate him.
35.
What'd you get?
I don't want to say.
Say it.
Say it.
20.
29.
32.
Okay, does anybody want to give me a chip and reroll? I can tell you there is not a success here.
I know.
I was going to say, I can't get much higher than that. I can only get two higher. I rolled an 18.
Everybody sticking with what you got?
Might as well.
All right, a 35 is a failure, which... Oops, sorry, it is. We're just going to roll the damage once. So that is 25 mental damage, and you are frightened too. What'd you get? You had a 20? A 20 is a crit failure.
Yeah.
So you take... What did I say, 25 damage? So you take 50 damage and are frightened 4.
Hey, Rich.
Yes.
Does that count as a magical effect? I don't know if a 36 would change anything, but...
It is not a magical effect.
Is it a fear effect?
I don't have that, but...
That's important for someone else in the party.
Everyone else in the party at the moment.
I'm going to say since it causes fear, I'll count it as a fear effect.
Okay, so then we all got a plus 2 bonus because they're both marshals and we're within their aura. So.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that would make mine a 37. Is that still a failure?
That is a success.
Okay.
So you are only frightened 1.
Same amount of damage or half damage?
No damage.
No damage.
Just frightened 1. So that makes yours.
I'm still a crit.
That makes yours a 22.
Actually, yours is 1 less because you're a fighter. You have bravery, so yours is lowered by 1.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So you take the 50 mental damage and frightened 3.
Cool.
Because
which
it would be 4.
Frightened 2.
No, it's frightened 4. Oh, she drops to 3.
Yeah.
Good lord.
Yeah, crit fail are nasty. What'd you end up with?
31.
31 is a failure, so you take 25 damage and are frightened 2. And Alakan got a.
32.
Same thing, 25 damage and frightened 2. And then the herd surges your direction. As they kind of pass through you, you realize that this is mostly, they're pretty much ghosts, but they do seem to have some effect as some of them reach out and gore you from time to time, but most of them continually pass through you. It is a ghost stampede. So we're once again going to go around the table. We're going to start with Alakan because they opened up by bellowing. So you do get an action, and then they get theirs when it comes back around to me.
Yeah, Alakan's just going to heal himself.
All right, three actions. You're using all three actions to heal?
I'm using two actions to heal myself because I'm casting Soothe, not heal.
Okay.
Then two actions for Soothe, and then one action and shield himself.
Okay. Elnara?
So the herd that's coming down, it's all along the ground, right?
I mean, sorta. So far, they seem to be mostly stampeding on the ground, but you're pretty certain they are ghosts. Like, most of it's passing through.
Okay. Yeah, in that case, I think, we're just gonna raise shield. I don't actually have a shield that lets me do this, so this doesn't have any, like, actual effect, but kind of hunker behind it a little more.
Brace yourself for the attacks.
Yeah, brace.
That all you doing?
Yeah, to be honest, I don't see much else to do. Oh, actually, no, I'm wrong. I do have one last action. I'm going to, Inspiring Martial Stance. Activate Inspiring Martial Stance. That's going to be a 25 on that. So
it's a success.
Yep. 10-foot burst plus gets a plus one. Yippee.
All right, now Azza, what you going to do? What you rolling?
For my Dread Martial Stance.
Okay.
That's a 28.
That's a success.
I'm going to go ahead and Battle Medicine myself.
All right.
As well. I'm just going to do a DC 20.
All right. Will you work on that? Is that all you're doing this turn?
Yeah, because I don't want to move.
Okay. Phoenix.
That's a nat 20.
Nice.
All right. So what are those emanations doing?
They're just getting you the bonuses.
Okay. Yeah.
What am I doing? Yeah, I'll just cast shield. There's not much else I can do. Does our frightened condition go down at the end of our turn?
Is there anything preventing it from doing that?
There is not.
Okay.
Yeah. So frightened with decrement.
So what's going to happen is during the course of the stampede, one of you is going to, each of you is going to get an attack as one of these manifests and attempts to gore you. So I'm going to do damage once, and it's the same damage just because that's a lot easier. I'm doing this all over and over again. The damage is nice and even at 30. So let's start with Alakan over here. That is a 33 to get you.
Yeah.
So take 30 damage. Elnara.
Steel block.
That is a 37 to get you. So take 30 damage. Azza.
Steel block.
That is also a 37 to get you. So take 30 damage.
That gets rid of all the health I gain.
And Phoenix, that's a 43. So why don't you have 60 damage?
Do I want to block the block it with the shield and reduce it by 15?
Maybe.
Yeah, we'll do that. So I will block it with the shield.
And then you each also take 8 bleed and knocked prone.
And then Az is in a free action, just kip up.
Because she can.
Because I can.
All right, Alakan. Now you know what the herd does.
Now.
And the herd still looks like it's...
It's never
infinite.
Ending.
Yeah, so we probably need to get past a certain point.
All right. Alakan's just going to move up and then battle medicine himself.
All right, Elnara.
All right. Ray shield, move up. That's 40, whatever that is. That's not me.
That's me.
Azza.
I'm going to move 60.
Phoenix.
Double move and battle medicine.
Same thing, I'm just going to roll a damage once here. Oh, look, I rolled pretty low. That's so this is only going to be 28 damage if they hit.
Do we need to roll for the bleed?
Oh, yeah, you can each roll in the bleed at the end of your turn, but it was 8.
Yeah. So my DC, because my mutated flesh warp, is 10 instead of 15.
Nice.
Nat 20 on it, of course.
Oh, nice.
The one. Not
10.
I rolled a 15 anyway.
So no, I don't end it.
I don't end it either.
All right, Alakan, let's see. That is a 47 to get you?
Yeah.
Is that a crit?
Yeah.
All right, so you take, what did I say? It's 28, so you take 56.
All right.
Then Elnara. That is a 45 to get you.
Yeah, that'll crit.
So 56.
I'm going to shield block that.
Azza. Ooh, that's a nat 20. So I have 56 damage.
Cool.
And then that is only a 38 on Phoenix.
That's still a hit.
Is it a crit?
No, that is a crit.
Did you block with your shield?
Yeah, I used it last.
All right.
So, yeah.
So 56 damage. All right, Alakan.
And then soothe them myself.
Okay. If that's your three actions, then Elnara gets to go.
Yep.
Move up. Great shield. Pretty standard stuff.
Azza?
I'm going to move 40 up and then use a healing potion.
Okay. Phoenix?
All right. I'm going to move up. And then I'm going to use the Doctor's Visitation for two actions in order to administer first aid to myself.
Okay. All right. As you guys each move up, I'm going to give you all a free perception check.
30.
Is that the highest?
34.
All right. Both of you, actually, you all see this, but you guys think you see the furthest. None of you see an end to this yet. But you look down and it just, you just still see the herd coming, no matter how far you look.
Use the staff and do a burst heal.
Try it. Either that or I'm going to cast Remove Curse on the...
Yeah. I mean, you can try that too.
All right, so once again, I'm going to roll the damage. I'll just do one for everybody. That's nice and even, so 12 plus... 17 is 29. Alakan... That is a 48 to get you.
Yeah.
So that is, what did I say? It was 29, so what, 58 damage?
Alakan's at zero.
Elnara, that is a 44.
Yeah, that'll crit.
So 58 damage. Azza, 37, so 29.
Yeah.
And Phoenix... also 37, 29.
Yeah.
As Elnara.
So do we think it's moving the bones somehow?
Well, the bones are obviously their source of some kind.
Yeah, but it's what do we need to do to them to get rid?
Maybe destroy them?
I don't know. That's why I said he was going to try a remove curse. I'm going to try just a burst heal. One that heals everybody and possibly does damage to whatever it is.
I was just going to try hitting the bones.
I mean, you can do that too.
I mean, I can hit a burst heal if you want.
I've got the staff. So,
fair enough.
I mean, the much damage you guys have taken, there's probably something for both of you.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I am going to, using my Soulforged Armament, cast a three-action heal at fifth level.
Okay.
Which, because I roll poorly, is going to be 25 damage health to everybody.
All right.
So you do, like, the Gandalf thing where you, like, stab the staff down and the burst comes out.
Well, for me, it's...
right.
Actually, he lifts up his shield and the shield glows and seems to emanate the light.
I'm at 69.
That then heals everyone.
You're very happy about that, aren't you?
Yeah, I really am.
So the Aurochs like almost naturally try to go around your little bubble of positive energy, although they really hardly can't. So some of them have to try to pass through it, and you hear them screech and shriek as they pass through it, and you seem to have damaged them.
Interesting.
Azza?
I'm going to, I don't know exactly how far away from the bones I am right now.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Positive damage, I think.
Okay.
There are actually a number of solutions. I'm going to tell you, it doesn't matter where the bones are.
Okay. I don't do positive damage.
What's positive damage?
I have
then
no
I
idea.
Then I guess just hack and
okay,
slash?
I'm going to just You know?
Do we have ghost touch on that axe?
Nope.
Ah, unfortunate.
Don't have ghost touch. It's all good. We got an axe that's technically listed as magical, so gonna just...
Slash away. Give me that two hit.
The fire damage is technically magical there.
Yeah. So we're gonna just do a power attack at the
Did we get whirlwind strike on you, or is that higher level?
You got cleave, though. Or, sorry, it's called swipe now.
Yeah. You can use swipe. Since we're fighting a horde, that'll probably be...
True. Nat 20.
All right. What, what is the total on that?
The total, 43.
Okay. That does make it a crit.
Perfect.
The AC you were trying to hit was 40.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's why I asked how much it was, because that could have technically been a failure that got bumped up to a success, not a crit success.
Interesting.
But since you did beat the 40, that does actually make it a crit success.
Is that a 43?
Yeah, because it's plus 23.
Is that accounting for Marshall?
No, it's not. So it's higher than
that. It doesn't affect anything.
Yeah.
This is just your reminder.
Yeah.
Account for Marshall.
Yeah. So it would technically be 44.
44. Still enough for the crit because of the nat 20.
Oh, wait, no. Yeah, no, 44. Yeah. Okay, cool. All the dice.
So give me that smexy damage.
I don't know.
There are actually many ways to resolve this. Mm. There's actually been many ways to resolve all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
94.
Good God.
Eight of that's fire damage.
So you see her reach out and, like, you think it's going to be, these things are moving so fast. It's going to be impossible for her to actually make contact with one of them. And she manages to hit that axe just right. As one of the, almost like the skull passes through the axe and it just obliterates it into a fine mist as it comes out of the, even accounting for their hardness of 25. That you just, one of these skulls just, like, there's nothing left. It's not even like it splinters a bone. Like, the people behind you almost have to, you know, raise their shields from the bone shards that are now flying around at them.
I rolled very well.
All right. Looks like Phoenix, you gonna, what you gonna do?
So it still looks like this thing's here?
The herd is not completely dissipated. Okay. Although it seems to be lessened now.
Yeah. Might as well do three action heal. It's only a third level, but still. 3d8 plus 2 because of the staff. 13.
As again, you kind of burst out that emanation of vitality. It doesn't work as like positive energy scrolls off the tongue better than
vitality.
Vital energy?
Vital. It would be vital.
Vital energy,
energy.
Yeah. Energy, the energy source formerly known as positive. And the Aurochs kind of run into it. Once again, they try to go around, but they just really can't. And what's left seems to vaporize them as they move through it. And you see the ghostly images slowly all fade away. Fortunately, they were weak to positive / vitality.
There we go.
And the herd is gone.
Or, you know, just going past that hardness of 25.
You actually could do enough damage to just damage them all, but it's an AC of 40 and a hardness of 25. So it's going to be tough.
That's what you gotta
fighters
do.
Can do enough damage to damage yeah, them all.
It can be done.
You know, you got to just do like 90 plus damage in one hit.
So nature and religion could have also, nature could have calmed some of them, and religion could have exercised some of them. So with four different sets of successes, with each set of success, the number of actions that I get go down one. Mm-hmm. When I get to zero actions, they go away. That's why I was able to hit you each one once. Like after she obliterated the one, had you guys not done enough damage to it, then I would have still had three that I could do. But
listen, my nature and religion are both plus two. Neither of those are happening.
Yeah.
You were going to be getting a lot of successes.
Religion. I only need a net 20.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, I think I have the best religion in the team with 20, so I only need a nat 20. So yeah, just do the religion check. Gosh, why didn't I think of that? I would need a nat 20 to succeed it. Yeah, but
the nature check was lower than the religion check, but
well, that's a plus 2 for me.
Okay, so the religion check was the highest at a DC 40, but you only had to be trained. The nature check was a 36, but you had to be a master.
It doesn't matter if you have to be trained. Who's getting a 40 while trained?
Nat 20.
Nat 20.
No, because if you're trained, you're only going to have like a plus 10.
Right.
So like that you would still just get a success.
Mm-hmm. But it's still a success.
Mm-hmm. Actually, no, because then you'd have to do well enough that you'd get a failure. Then you'd get a failure instead of a crit fail.
You would need an 11, because if not, it'd be a crit fail that bumps up to a failure.
Yeah.
So if you had Nat 20 and you rolled an 11, it'd be a 31, which is just a failure.
Besides, at this level, Masters only play plus 20, so DC 35 is still a decent check.
It is. DC 36 is a check.
Oh, no, this was a brutal haunt, but...
Yeah.
Can we just take time for me to heal myself?
Recovery, yeah.
Continual recovery.
And I can hit everybody at once.
Because I'm at 82.
So you guys take a few minutes to heal yourself.
God, I wish I was at 82. That'd be past my max.
And by a few minutes, I mean maybe an hour or so. To heal yourself up and kind of relax, you know, rub out all the tension, the bruises, the sore muscles. Towards the end of that, though, it's nice and quiet in here from you guys almost napping. And you all hear somewhere down around the corner a ways in the hallway, you hear, it sounds like muffled talking. Now, you guys have heard strange noises, but this actually sounds like a conversation between two people. And then the conversation abruptly cuts off, and you hear the sound of stone scraping on stone off in the distance. And you guys can go and investigate that on a future episode of the Adventures Vault podcast. Great.
Provided by Sirenscape. If you like what you hear, give the Adventurers Vault a shout out on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. If you don't like what you hear, visit the Adventurers Vault Discord server and let the cast know directly just what you think of them. And while you're there, listen to the exclusive content to see if it's just as bad. The Adventurers Vault is produced by Night Owl Workshop, LLC. Now go, quick. Listen to more before I hunt you down.